like they have in Marseille.
Morning, Family First. The media speaker. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is LaTanya West, and your client would be my mother, Serena Connor. Mm-hmm. And Brianna has been coming to assist my mother in the mornings, 82 North Lansdowne Avenue. So I'm not sure if I'm speaking to the right manager.
So give me one second. Let me just look my client up so I can connect you to the patient coordinator that's assigned to her. So give me the client name one more time.
Serena Connor, S-E-R-E-N-A, Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R. I'm sorry for the noise. I'm at the hairdresser.
That's okay. So it would be Mayra. So give me one second, okay? Let me see if I can get her on the line.
What's her name?
Mayra? Yeah, like Myra.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Give me one second. Hold on.
Okay, thanks.
Hello, ma'am. I'm going to transfer you to Myra now, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Hi, good morning. This is Myra with Family First. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is LaTanya West, and your client would be Serena Connor. And I don't know if Brianna has spoke with you yet.
She actually left me a message, so I needed to call you today that the patient asked her not to come back to the case. Is that correct?
Here's the problem. It is just my mother is so difficult with her behavior because she has the Alzheimer's, But I think Brianna is very nice, and I didn't find any problem with her at all. But my mother has this night person who is willing to come in the day. But to me, it doesn't make sense because the girl has another job, and if she comes to my mother and then in the day and then turns around and comes back for her evening shift, she's not going to keep up with that, and eventually that's going to go put. So I'm trying to figure out what I can do because you're new, and I don't really want to lose you until, you know, for a reason that's not of your own. So what kind of suggestions do you have? Because I'm sure you've dealt with this situation before.
Well, yeah, but since the situation is that, well, you did mention that the patient tends to forget things. I don't know if
yes.
you could maybe talk to her regarding Brianna, because I did notice that she is good at least clocking in and clocking out and being there with the patient. Maybe
yes.
you can get the patient to change her mind. I could talk to Brianna
yes.
as well.
And
if
see if
not,
she's willing.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
but if not, that's okay. You can let me know, and we can try and look for somebody else on the agency.
Thank you, dear. Oh, okay. So would it be someone who can come Saturday and Sunday since the girl who comes now is going to – oh, I have to – hold on a second. Yeah, I actually have to get started because I have to drop my car off. So anyway, I just wanted you to know that it's not Brianna at all.
Yeah.
It's my mother. And I do need someone who can clean and and do the laundry.
Yeah. Okay, clean and okay, let me write that down. Okay, I will make the request for Saturdays and Sundays since Brianna does not work on those 2 days. And yeah, just try to talk to Serena. Let me know. As soon as you let me know, I will either talk to Brianna or look for somebody else.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to call the other girl and see what she came up with, because it's no way she's going to keep, you know, she'll do this a couple weeks and then she'll say, oh, I can't do that anymore. And then I won't have anybody. You know what I mean? So,
well, if you could ask her, the other girl, how many hours does she work every night, maybe we can come up with something.
Monday through Friday.
And do you know
Monday
the schedule?
Through Friday. She works 5:30 to 9:30.
5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
To 9:30.
Okay, let me check. Hold on. 5:30. Okay, that's only 4 hours, really. So, to be honest, I wouldn't see any issues if she does 4 hours during the evening and then 4 hours during the day, that it's only 8 hours a day. So,
but listen, the girl who's there already is satisfied doing her shift. That shift is not the problem. Brianna's shift is the problem.
Yeah.
That's the shift I'm trying to resolve. So what I'll do is I'll call you back. I'm going to call the other girl and see what her plan is.
Yeah.
And then I'll call you back.
Okay, no worries. Then, please keep me posted. And for the other request, the one for the weekend, I did need it to confirm that the address was the 82 North Lansdowne.
Lansdowne Avenue.
Yep. Okay. So I will make the other request, and yeah, just keep me posted.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, and take care now.
All right, bye-bye.